There have been other painful, more public failures as well, missed opportunities to prevent mass shootings that go beyond the much-publicized overlooked warnings in the Parkland, Florida school killings, an anguishing delay in the sexual molestation probe into Olympic gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar, and evidence of misconduct by agents in the aftermath of standoffs with armed militias in Nevada and Oregon. FBI agents are facing criminal charges ranging from obstruction to leaking classified material. And then there's potentially the widest-reaching failure of all, the FBI's miss of the Russian influence operation against the 2016 election, which went largely undetected for more than 2 years. In the course of 24 interviews for this story, agents and others expressed concern that the tumult is threatening the cooperation of informants, local and state police officials, and allies overseas. Even those who lived through past crises say the current one is more damaging. "We've seen ups and downs, but I've never seen anything like this," says Robert Anderson, a senior official at the FBI who retired in 2006. The FBI's crisis of credibility appears to have seeped into the jury room. The number of convictions in FBI-led investigations has declined in each of the last 5 years, dropping nearly 11% over that period, according to a time analysis of data obtained from the Justice Department by researchers at Syracuse University. "We've already seen where the bad guys and witnesses took look at those FBI credentials, and it might not carry the same weight anymore," says O'Connor. "Indeed, a public support for the FBI has plunged. Indeed, public support for the FBI has plunged. A PBS NewsHour survey in April showed a 10-point drop from 71% to 61% in the prior 2 months among Americans who thought the FBI was just trying to do its job, and an 8-point jump from 23% to 31% among those who thought it was biased against the Trump administration.